The big run-up, which followed the tripling of shares on Tuesday, came after the announcement this week that the federal government will loan Kodak $765 million to help it gear up to produce ingredients used in generic drugs. At Brighton Securities, George Convoy says it's not a total surprise Kodak's stock was skyrocketing.
But you've got investors hungry for good news, and this is certainly good news for Kodak. Whether that news is good enough to sustain a rise this vertical is a real concern for investors.
One of those investors who bought some Kodak stock recently is a client of Convoy's. He did not want to be identified, but did tell me that he likes what he's heard so far about Kodak's move into pharmaceuticals.
I have patience, and hopefully it'll turn around. And I'm 94 years of age, so I don't have a lot of time left.
But you obviously have enough faith that during your lifetime you'll see some profit out of this.
I plan to. That's the reason for my investment.
Convoy says his advice generally is if an investor wants to put a modest amount of money into the stock, into what is a speculative situation, that's okay, as long as they don't go into the investment, assuming the stock will continue to soar. Randy Gorbin, WXXI News.